There are so many glimpses of the resurrection narratives. It's very hard to choose. But the one that I would like to opt for in today's reflection is the resurrection as the revelation of divine love. Great theologian Gerard O'Collins once wrote a book about the resurrection through the prism of love, that love is the key that unlocks for us the meaning and the purpose of the resurrection. But of course there are different ways of expressing love. There is in the New Testament, there is in our own lives. But strangely enough, one of the aspects of the resurrection in terms of love is through the prism of the pain of love. And the pain of love can be thought of as the twin experiences of presence and absence, veiling and unveiling, disclosure and its limits, holding on and letting go, longing but not totally possessing. Therefore, the pain of love is understood to be a process of partial realization, never totally possessing, allowing oneself to be drawn in, but learning to wait, to long for, to understand love's withdrawal and silence, that even in the darkness, love can be waiting to reveal itself. This is the underlying narrative of the resurrection appearances, and as we shall see, mystical experience in Christian tradition. Mary of Magdala, the first to see the risen Christ, in the pain of loss, cannot at first recognize him. But then, when she does recognize him, cannot bear to part again. When Jesus says to her, "Do not cling on to me," it is not the Puritan cultic distance of a superman or a supernatural being above the human plane, but a love that cannot stand still, a greater love resurrected from its limits. And it is a learning experience not only for Mary, but for each of us. The nearness and the distance of Jesus is asking us not to be greedy about resurrection love, to wait with longing, not yet possessing, to sometimes feel that we are outside of it, and yet he comes into our midst, in terms of another narrative, to be with us behind our closed doors and when we are afraid. As John 1 tells us, with all of this ambiguity, we yet know what we have seen and heard and have touched with our own hands the word that is life. The Song of Songs, earlier in the scriptures, echoes this. When the search for the beloved of the one wounded by love. Could the author have ever known that the beloved himself, wounded by love for us, would, on this occasion, show us the hands and sides, the wounds in his hands and in his side, the fount of our healing and our wholeness? The Song of Songs becomes the background for John of the Cross and other mystics in speaking of the darkness of the longing, the dark night of the soul, not as something that undermines faith, but recognizes that in this darkness there is the beginning of resurrected love, the love that yearns and longs, not our love that yearns and longs, but the wounded heart of the beloved himself, who one day will show himself to us, the wounds in his hands and in his side, and he will say, "Touch me." Amen.